Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The World in 10, the big news stories of the day, explained and analysed by the Times of London. Today with me, Lou Newton and Toby Gillis.
As Poland readies itself to become the custodians of NATO nuclear weapons, we'll find out why they'd want to and what Russia's response might be. For almost all of the Russia-Ukraine war, we've spent time deliberating the next moves from NATO, especially for member nations with borders with Russia. Today, a significant development in that regard, as Poland declares it's ready to host the bloc's nuclear weapons.
Poland shares a border with Russia's ally Belarus, as well as its Kaliningrad enclave, so it's strategically important for NATO. It's had long-term discussions with the US about whether to host nuclear weapons, and now it's agreed. President Andrzej Duda said Russia is increasingly militarising Kaliningrad. Recently, it's been relocating its nuclear weapons to Belarus. If our allies decide to deploy nuclear arms on our territory as part of nuclear sharing to reinforce NATO's eastern flank, we are ready to do so.
So what does this all mean? It's rare we manage to speak to Maxim Tucker, who's usually reporting from Ukraine in the flesh, but he is actually here in person now to analyse this. Maxim, good to see you. How difficult would it have been for Poland to come to this conclusion? Why would they have come to it now?
Well, it's interesting because President Duda has obviously been in the United States at the moment. He's made this announcement while he's on a trip to the US. And presumably Poland has been looking at what's been happening in Ukraine over the years, its closest neighbour, and its competition with Russia that has descended into this huge conflict now, and thought, well, this is what happens if you're not a nuclear power faced against Russia, if you're opposition to Russia. So Duda seems to have unilaterally taken the decision to announce that Poland is ready to host nuclear weapons. I think this may also be to do with the fact that Poland is about to receive F-35 fighters from the US, which are capable of carrying nuclear weapons. But he doesn't appear to have discussed it with Prime Minister Tusk, who's from the opposite party. So presumably he's carrying out a foreign policy objective that was agreed by the previous government, of which he was a member, and hasn't discussed it with his counterpart, who's now the Prime Minister.
And so if NATO takes up Poland's offer, what impact do you anticipate that having on the war? I mean, nuclear weapons are supposed to be a deterrent. So are they to Putin? Does his stance or tactic change in any way?
Well, President Duda had said these should be a deterrent and it's a response to the increased militarisation of Kaliningrad, which has been heavily militarised for some time, but also a response to placing Russian nuclear weapons in Belarus, in Poland's neighbour. So they are trying to have a deterrent. Maybe he's trying to force a withdrawal of the Russian nuclear weapons from Poland. But Russia's already predictably come back and said it will retaliate in kind. And what exactly that means, we don't know. There's often a lot of saber-rattling from the Russians that they're not actually able to do anything about. But it has said that there will be a strong response to Poland placing any nuclear weapons on its territory.
Maxim Tucker, fantastic to have you live on The World in 10. Thanks for joining us. NATO's next move will be worth watching. An agreement by Poland to host nuclear weapons doesn't mean it'll actually happen. The view on Russia's response will be key. Worth adding that the Kremlin has said it will take steps to ensure our security if Warsaw gets nuclear weapons. We'll keep looking at this on The World in 10 as it develops. The US is expected to sanction a unit of the Israeli military for the first time over accusations of human rights abuses.
Before we go into it, it's important to note that this isn't about the war in Gaza, and the allegations relate to the unit's time in the West Bank before it was moved out of the territory late in 2022.
The Times' Gabriel Weiniger says there were some serious allegations about how the Netzer Yehuda battalion behaved towards Palestinian civilians.
This particular unit came to American attentions in 2022 over the death of a 78-year-old Palestinian man from the northern West Bank called Omar Assad. He was taken during a nightly raid from his home. He was bound, blindfolded, and beaten, and left in an abandoned building. An initial Israeli investigation said that his death was caused by a heart attack and had nothing to do with the soldiers who took him away. And America got involved because this man was a dual American-Palestinian citizen. They called for a criminal investigation. The IDF then looked further into the incident and said it was caused by a moral misconduct by the IDF. And two commanders were dismissed.
Just today, a far-right advisor to Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has been sanctioned. He's part of the extreme group Lahava, which is on the US sanction list and who've been involved in violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. So that, on top of the sanctions against Netzer Yehuda, highlights a crackdown by the US. But do sanctions have an impact, or do they just further sour the relationship between Netanyahu and Biden? Gabrielle again.
I did speak to a soldier who was part of this unit back when it was founded in 1999, and he told me the sanctions aren't going to do anything. They don't use American weapons. They're not trained by American forces. America is trying to put pressure on Israel to stop the attackers and the settlers and the violence that's happening in the West Bank, because, of course, these settlers living in the West Bank are seen as an obstacle to peace, an obstacle to the two-state solution, and that is America's bread and butter when it comes to solving the Israel-Palestinian crisis. In terms of putting a wedge between Netanyahu and the Biden administration, that wedge is already there.
Benjamin Netanyahu has called the sanctions absurd and says if they were imposed, he'd fight it with all his power. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says an announcement could be made very soon. This is the voice of Bollywood star Ranveer Singh criticising Narendra Modi. But it's not real. It's a deep fake made by supporters of the opposition Congress Party.
The country is currently in the middle of the world's biggest election, where Modi is aiming for a third consecutive term, which would be very rare. But he is reportedly furious about videos of celebrities appearing to criticise him. Some have a few million views.
Both Singh and Amir Khan have confirmed videos of them are fake. But there's concern that these deep fakes, or any others, some of which have even been shared by politicians, could still influence voters. There's an absolutely huge row, just 95 days from the start of the Olympics, about how 23 Chinese swimmers, some of whom won gold medals at the Tokyo Games, failed drug tests before that event, but then had the results swept under the carpet after the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, accepted they'd accidentally had their food contaminated.
Nine of them won medals, three gold, despite having had trimetazidine in their system. The Chinese Anti-Doping Authority persuaded WADA no further action was needed, and that was that, until the story emerged publicly last week. The equivalent agency in America has gone mad, accusing WADA of a devastating stab in the back to clean athletes.
WADA has hit back, threatening legal action, and shortly before we recorded, they were holding a press conference. This is President Witold Banka insisting they remain happy with the way they went about investigating the situation.
At every stage, WADA followed all due process and diligently investigated every lead and line of inquiry in this matter. If we had to do it in the over again now, we would do exactly the same thing. And considering all aspects of this particular case, the decision was taken not to appeal to CAS. Why not? We had no evidence of wrongdoing.
That press conference is ongoing as we record. If anything significant and new comes from it, we'll bring detailed analysis in tomorrow's episode.
And just before we go, Donald Trump's hush money trial has moved into the next phase. Opening arguments are taking place as we record this episode. And you can follow all the news from the New York courtroom and read the latest analysis of the former president's trial on the Times' website or the app now.
And that's all we have time for. Thank you for taking 10 minutes to stay on top of the world with the help of the Times of London. See you tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crosswires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.